Now we go to the phones, where our guest is noted pet expert Steve Dale. Steve, how are you?
Oh, I'm being overwhelmed right now because I mentioned on Facebook that I'm going to be on the radio with Bill and Wendy talking about cats, cats, and more cats. And I've gotten questions, questions, and more questions from listeners who have questions. So that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
Are all those from cats themselves, Steve, or just owners of cats?
That's what's even more cool.
Yeah?
Yes, I am number one with cats.
All right, good.
All right, now, is there a way that we can help some of the animals in this whole Puerto Rico situation?
Yes. So I've written about, you know, and in fact, this is really interesting. I had on the air, I thought, all right, rather than hear from me, rather than to hear from someone talking about Puerto Rico, we'd have someone who lives there, in this case, in a city called Rincon. It's on the west coast of Puerto Rico. I had someone on there talking about the situation there. We weren't talking politics. We were talking factually about, unfortunately, what's happening. And what's happening is there aren't enough medications for people or
right.
for pets. Some veterinarians can't, and some doctors can't even get to work because there's no fuel for them to get to work. Refrigeration is necessary for lots of vaccines for people and for pets, and the list goes on. And the result of all of this is that people and pets are now beginning to die as an indirect result of the hurricane, but what has happened post or not happened post-hurricane. And I talked about that on the air with a dog trainer, Terry Hayward, who, as I said, is from there. And I was criticized by a few, not many, but still criticized for politicizing this. I wasn't politicizing anything. Now, this is really interesting that this may be a do-over for the animals in Puerto Rico because so many are being sent to communities, not Chicago as much. Chicago took a lot of dogs and cats from Texas after the
right.
hurricane hit there.
And we're not saying that animals are more important than people, but that people love their pets, bottom line.
Well, they do. Yeah, they do. And if I don't... So I was talking about people, and then I was criticized by, again, some, for not talking about pets, because I'm the pet guy. And then if I talk about pets only, then I'm criticized by some for not talking about people and presuming pets are more important. So I try to talk about everything
right.
To the best of my ability. The reality is it doesn't matter what your politics are. People are dying, animals are dying in Puerto Rico right now as a result of what had happened there with the hurricane because their infrastructure just is nowhere near working. Water is not available. Fuel is not available. We talked about it. It's on the podcast. Now, sometimes you do a good thing and then there are results that you don't expect to happen, the unintended consequences. And Chicago took all of these dogs and cats from Texas about, what was it, a month or so ago.
Yep.
That's great. Those animals will get adopted. There's something about maybe it's the way they bark in a southern accent or something. They will get adopted. It's a cool thing to rescue an animal from a hurricane zone, no matter where it's from. However, the result of which is those shelters are working very hard to adopt out those animals, and they will, but they're not taking in cats in particular from animal control. And due to other factors, including just simply the warm weather we've had and the time of year that it is, kittens are still being, you know, people aren't, you know, they're outdoor cats. They're not spay neutering enough. And these kittens in particular, entire families, mom and kittens, are being brought into animal control. They're being overwhelmed. They still have some cats and kittens in the hallways because they have nowhere else for them. So if you're at all, I implore you, if you're at all interested in adopting a cat or a kitten, now is the time to do it. Animal control has many of them. And if you want to foster, I have some questions on Facebook. Can I foster, just temporarily take in some cats or kittens? Yes, yes, and yes. They very much want you to do that. Another question is about a feline herpes, which is something I wrote about. It's like when Bill gets a cold sore, mm-hmm. or any of us get a cold sore. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it happens as a result of stress. Maybe
he works with me. Yeah, I know. Okay.
I was going to say, to hold it now. I was going to say it only happens when you go on vacation, Wendy. Because that's when, at least if it were me, that's when I'd be stressed. No, Wendy, are you kidding? So the concern is that adopting a cat or a kitten from a shelter, that cat may have feline herpes virus. And once they get it, like the virus we get with cold sores. So once you've had a cold sore in your life, you're going to have that virus within you again. And depending on your individual immune system, the amount of stress you're under, it will pop up here and there again throughout your life. The same is true for feline herpes virus. Nothing can be done about that. Once it's there, it's there. But we now know there are some things that we can do to ameliorate the symptoms, which are more severe than a cold sore in some cats. They get watery eyes, they get discharge from their eyes, their nose, they begin to sneeze. And some cats, it depends on the individual cat and that individual's immune system. It pops up once or twice in a lifetime with very mild symptoms that are barely noticed. At other times, it's more severe. Is that a reason not to adopt a cat or kitten from an animal shelter?
No.
Right.
You know, we don't have a lot of time here, Steve, but I do want to ask, where can all this information be found? Give us your blog info.
My blog info is stevedale.tv, and the address for Chicago Animal Care and Control is 2741 Southwestern Avenue. And a funny thing happened at a bar in the U.K., in England.
Something
in
you can talk about, Steve, or not?
Well, where your name came up.
Oh, it did? How'd that happen?
Yeah. Well, I heard about it, and I'll talk about that next time I'm on the air with you.
Perfect. And, again, you can help pets in need in Puerto Rico, but also keep your local shelters in mind as well, because we have taken some of those animals, definitely from Texas and from Puerto Rico. I never know if I should go Puerto Rico or Puerto Rico.
I would do the
very
second,
nice.
But they're both melodic. Very
right.
Melodic. Thank you, noted pet expert Steve Dale.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for all you do. We appreciate
it. Noted pet expert and people expert Steve Dale.